You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Bitter cold is spilling back into the state. Temperatures are diving sub-zero and wind chills are making it feel much worse, where wind chills will be feeling near 15 to 20 below zero, and frostbite can nip you quickly in these conditions. Signs to look out for include soreness or pins and needles feelings in your fingers, toes, ears, and nose. If this happens, never rub the area. That'll damage the tissue even more. And with freezing temperatures across the state, you should never let your car sit idle to warm up. It's not the best idea. Lisa Hale tells us why.
AAA officials say driving normally and avoiding hard acceleration will warm up car engines faster while also reducing wear and tear and exhaust emissions. They're also reminding residents that before they hit the road, it's a good idea to take safety precautions. Drivers should have an emergency kit with warm clothing in the car and keep their fuel tank as high as they can to prevent freezing.
And as local agencies navigate the unsteady status of the federal funding freeze, programs like solar power grants are stuck in limbo. Promoting a clean energy transition has been a major goal for Governor Tony Evers, especially with his project seeking to create more solar energy. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation had planned to fund community solar projects for low and moderate income families this year through the EPA's Solar for All program. Now, the federal funding freeze has paused the grants awarded to projects like that. And the city of Wausau's Metro Ride is set to receive 10 new transit buses thanks to the state of Wisconsin's Transit Capital Assistance Grant Program. And they're accepting proposals for a new building or renovation feasibility study. The new buses will be a greener alternative compared to the current ones. While still diesel, they're cleaner burning and have higher gas mileage with more efficient engines. Metro Ride is also thinking of the future, and they want their new garage to be able to accommodate the electrical infrastructure of the buses that they might have down the line for things like hybrid or electrical buses. State Republicans are proposing legislation that they say would add more transparency to the school referendum process. One bill would require local governments and school boards to provide information about the property tax difference on a median value home on the ballot with the referendum question. And another would prevent school districts from losing state funding if a nearby district passes a referendum. School ballot referendums have become increasingly common in recent years, with more than 200 proposed in the 2024 elections. And this week, the Wisconsin Office of School Safety released a new edition of the Comprehensive School Safety Framework. This is meant to serve as a guide for schools to develop safety plans to best protect their students. It would include conducting safety assessments, creating emergency plans, and encouraging students to speak out when they believe there may be a threat. They are also investing in improved mental health services. The agency is seeking $2.3 million to continue its work in the biennial budget proposal. And Wisconsin has joined a group of 9 other states and the District of Columbia in fighting to maintain higher standards for lead in the water system. Lisa Hale has more.
The federal rule went into effect on December 30th and is facing a legal challenge by the American Water Works Association. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the common sense rule should remain in place as lead exposure has been shown to be a health hazard, especially for children. Governor Tony Evers also announced an emergency rule raising lead standards in his State of the State address.
And the Wisconsin Rapids Legislative Committee voted earlier this month to move forward on an ordinance banning the addition of fluoride to the city's drinking water. Several professional opinions were shared during that meeting, stressing the benefits to public health, especially to poorer populations, as children with poor dental health are more likely to miss school days and have below average grades. And adults who have unhealthy or missing teeth are at a disadvantage when seeking jobs. Two things happened simultaneously in the Wisconsin State Supreme Court's consideration of the anti-union law called Act 10. First, Liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz decided against recusing herself. Republican lawmakers made that request because she voiced opinions about the law during her 2023 campaign. At the same time, the entire court declined to hear the case, for now. The court's decision means the case that seeks to restore collective bargaining rights to teachers, nurses, and other public workers will have to go through the lower appeals court before it is considered by the state Supreme Court. And a federal judge issued an emergency order temporarily stopping Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency from accessing personal data over the weekend. Lisa Hale has more.
The order stems from a lawsuit filed on Friday by Wisconsin and 18 other states, arguing that the Department of Government Efficiency does not have the legal authority to access Treasury Department records. The emergency order also requires the department to destroy any personal information it has already accessed. Another hearing on the case is scheduled for today.
And Harry Dunn, author, activist, and former U.S. Capitol Police officer, called out legislatures, candidates, and leaders who do not condemn the over 1,500 pardons issued for the January 6th insurrections by President Donald Trump.
Listen, anytime I get the opportunity to push back against individuals that are downplaying, whitewashing, diminishing, flat out lying, or trying to erase what happened that day, what me and my coworkers went through, that fails to condemn these pardons. That should be easy. That should be easy. It's not left or right, it's right or wrong.
Dunn was in Green Bay Wednesday speaking at the Greater Green Bay Labor Council. The annual American Birkebeiner race held in Sawyer County will take place as normal this year, thanks to some last-minute snow. And with another 5 inches or so expected to hit Hayward tomorrow, race officials say participants will be able to complete the full traditional course after being forced to change it last year. The full course begins in Cable and takes thousands of skiers all the way to downtown Hayward. But with lackluster snow conditions in 2024, it forced organizers to create a loop stuck in the Cable area only. Now, the Berkey staff says they'll continue to monitor the course for any changes that could pose safety risks for racers. But it sure sounds like Berkey fever is on. The race is set to take place on Saturday, February 22nd. And don't forget to bring your cowbells. And sturgeon-spearing stories are spreading. Lisa Hale has more on The Catch.
The first 4 days of the sturgeon spearing season saw 408 sturgeon harvested throughout the Lake Winnebago system. The upriver lakes are about 55% of the way to the harvest cap, but on Lake Winnebago, the cap is in no danger of being reached yet. The sturgeon spearing season runs through February 23rd or until the harvest cap is reached, whichever comes first.
And go figure, Mother Nature is showing her love and bringing heavy snow to the state for Valentine's Day. It'll start tomorrow in the afternoon and ramps up into the evening. Accumulations look to reach up to a half of a foot for most areas, and up to a foot is possible through Saturday in some spots south. So right now is a good time to gather supplies and make sure that you have everything you need for not only yourself, but others as well. See if neighbors need a hand, if they have enough groceries and pet food, and I'd seriously reconsider going out on a date. But if you do, have an emergency kit in your car. Things like kitty litter for traction, a shovel, extra hat and gloves, hand warmers, blanket, flashlight, and battery banks are perfect. And as always, drive slow and don't be in a rush. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks pull out the win in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went down to the wire. The Bucks holding on to win 103-101 over the Timberwolves. Doc Rivers challenged the Bucks defensively before the game to hold Minnesota to 100 points or less.
You know, it's funny. We set a goal and we didn't get it, but our goal was to hold them under 100. And they got 101. That's why the guys were like, no, yo, that was a goal for us going into the game. We knew scoring with the offense that we had out would be rough, but we thought we could really win the game with a defensive effort, and that's what we did.
So Milwaukee heads into the All-Star break in fifth place in the East with a record of 29-24. Baseball. The Brewers signing Tampa Bay Rays lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff says he is on schedule to return from Tommy John surgery.
Listen, I'm healthy. I'm coming into camp healthy. I just have to take different steps than everybody else. And when I'm ready, I'll be ready.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A couple big hitters are headed to the silver screen this weekend and just in time for Valentine's Day. For all you Marvel fans, you've got Captain America Brave New World to look forward to. The film stars Anthony Mackie as Sam Wilson, who becomes the new Captain America. After meeting the new president, he finds himself in the middle of an international incident and must get to the bottom of it. How's that for details? Critics' reviews are unavailable at this point for the film, so tread cautiously. And everyone's favorite raincoat-wearing bear is back as Paddington in Peru hits theaters this Friday. In In the third installment of the wildly popular franchise, Paddington finds out that his aunt, who lives in a home for retired bears, has gone missing. Like the other two films, critics love this movie as it is pulling mid-90s on Rotten Tomatoes. That's almost too fresh. If those two films don't tickle your fancy, you can check out local theaters for three new releases of Harry Potter films. It's just easier to re-release films than make new ones, folks. Let's go to the movies. Although it's been nominated for Best Picture and several other awards, there was a point when Timothy Chalamet thought A Complete Unknown would never get made. The Bob Dylan biopic was announced by director James Mangold in 2020, but was shelved due to COVID. It eventually found its way to the big screen 5 years later. Chalamet said that gave him time to learn how to play the guitar and to sing. That might just be what puts him over the top in the race for Best Actor as well. Stand by. In an age where it can take years just for a TV show to get renewed, that is not the case with the show Reacher. The popular streamer returns for season 3 February 20th, barely 1 year from the debut of season 2. Reacher fans appreciate the aggressive shooting schedule, I'm sure. 8 new episodes will drop one at a time, sigh, on Amazon Prime. I saw the trailer for the new season the other night, and somehow they found a man bigger than Alan Ritchson to be his nemesis. Hope it's better than season 2. Super Bowl 59 set a record in ad sale revenues. According to Variety, Fox Corporation pulled in more than $800 million between all the Super Bowl viewing platforms. The asking price for ads was $7 million for 30 seconds, and that went up to $8 million as the game got closer. Fox reports that this is about $150 million more than 2023, the last time they covered the Super Bowl. The game was also the most watched and streamed Super Bowl ever, with over 14 million viewers watching the game on Tubi. Thank goodness Netflix had nothing to do with this broadcast. Presenters for this year's Oscar broadcast have been announced. In addition to last year's winners, Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., Emma Stone, and Davine Joy Randolph, 2025 presenters will also include Halle Berry, Penelope Cruz, Scarlett Johansson, Elle Fanning, John Lithgow, and Amy Poehler. This year's ceremony will be hosted by Conan O'Brien and takes place March 2nd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 11 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 11 below zero. Tomorrow, snow will kick in the afternoon, with snow likely tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, into Saturday. And there could be several inches by the time it ends Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.